Let us pray. Our Father, what grace it is that Thou hast given us Thy precious Word as the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our pathway. And it is by Thy Word that Thou hast pierced our soul. By Thy Word Thou hast opened our eyes and our ears and enlightened our understanding. And it is by Thy Word and by Thy Spirit that You worked in our hearts the new birth. By Thy Word and by Thy Spirit Thou didst bring us to repentance and faith. And by Thy Word and by Thy Spirit Thou hast dealt with our souls these many years. And we praise You for it this morning. We praise Thee that Thy Word is true, forever settled in heaven, and cannot be broken, because Thou hast spoke it. And Thou art not a man that You should lie, nor the Son of Man that You should repent. For what has gone out of Thy mouth Thou canst not recall. For the gifts of God are without repentance. And we praise Thy holy and righteous name this morning, that Thou dost not change Thy mind and Thy heart toward Thy people. We praise You for this. We rejoice in this. Our heart goes out to Thee in praise that Thou art the living God, the God who sits upon the throne, the God who rules over all, the heavens and upon earth and even in hell, the God who's brought us to this hour, in whose very presence we stand and sit this morning. And Lord, we bow at Thy footstool. We wait before Thee in awe of Thee, in reverential fear and trust, because Thou art God and beside Thee there's none other. Thou art the holy God, the righteous God, the one who looks upon sin to hate it. Oh, but You look upon us in Christ, and we praise Thee for it. And our Father, as we've come to this hour, in our praise and worship of Thee this morning, will You bless us, taking Thy Word home to our hearts, giving us what is needful for our souls, and working only as Thou canst work to make that Word effectual in our hearts by Thy Spirit, for the glory and the honor of Christ Jesus our Lord, in whose name we